Previously on Algoa FM.
This is Simon B. We are coming at you live from George in the Garden Route. And very, very happy to have a lovely lady in our studio today. For our interview, we are joined by Marena de Vries, CEO and founder of Life Community Services. Marena, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. I know you had to park a little bit of a distance, but you made it.
Yeah, I made it.
All right, listen, let's get straight into it. My very first question today, how did Life Community Services come about, and what was the motivation in starting and growing the organization?
Okay, so it came about in 2000 when Philip and I were living the American dream in America.
Okay.
And
where in the States were you?
We were in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
And I was very involved in the early childhood initiative because I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And so I had to go and find out what's going on in the foundation of teaching. So I went right back to preschool. And okay. It was amazing. But I was part of a big project rollout of getting preschools in the projects. Now, the projects is like...
The ghetto.
So it was amazing. And we came on a quote-unquote missions trip with the church because we knew South Africa.
Yeah. Huh?
Philip's an American. I'm South African.
Okay.
And somebody took us to Park Dean, and we saw these kids, and my heart just broke to see how they lived and nobody caring for them.
Wow.
And this lady, she was saying, yeah, this is my Sunday school because they're too naughty to be in church. So I thought, okay. So I started telling her, you know, you need to do this. You need one every street corner.
Yeah.
You can't just do. She said, if you want to do it, come do it. I ain't going to do it.
Okay.
But it was good.
Okay.
It's good. We went back and really started thinking about it, prayed about it, sold up, and the end of that year, we came to South Africa.
Okay.
We arrived in George, registered Life Community Services, and the work just started. And
excellent.
It just mushroomed from there.
That is fantastic. Now, what is your philosophy concerning the many children who are orphaned and vulnerable, and how do you make a meaningful impact on that?
Okay. You know, it's not the children's fault.
Yeah.
Number one, that they're there.
Yeah.
Number two, who must care for them if we're all just going to turn our backs on them?
Yeah.
Okay. So my philosophy is, you look at children, your life, your heart is touched, so you touch a life and you mend a heart.
Mm.
And we've seen that principle through many, many years. You can't just feed children.
Mm.
You can't preach to children because they're hungry.
Mm.
You can't put them in school because they don't have nutrition.
Mm.
And then there's that soul, that spirit, that music, all that. You've got to develop the whole thing. Mm. Otherwise, leave it alone.
Yeah, it comes with a full package, huh?
It's a full package.
Mm.
And we tackled this thing one child at a time, just like the story of the starfish, one starfish at a time, one child at a time. And it's working.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. I'm loving this. Now, what are some of the outcomes that you see as a defining Life Community Service as successful? What are the outcomes that have shown you, wow, this is really working?
That's amazing, because we have children now who are adults and living meaningful lives, who are on the street, who are now working for us. A couple of them have got their degrees. We help them to go to varsity. They've got their teachers in our school. We've got a school.
That's awesome.
So our school is now from grade 1 to grade 7.
Mm.
And we started with preschool. We started with the outreach centers. And then the school. And now we've got a full-fledged school, which is amazing to see. And to see kids that were on the street now teachers.
That must be more than rewarding. I can't even imagine that feeling. That must be something very, very special.
That is. And, you know, Philip and I ourselves took children in because... I can't turn my back on a child. So we raised many of these kids ourselves. In fact, we raised 12 kids ourselves.
Wow.
So that's over and above our own kids.
Goodness gracious.
And out of them, most of them have made such a success of their lives. And you see them, some of them are parents now, and they being good parents.
Wow.
And as the one guy said to me, he said, Mom, you guys were my role model.
Oh,
so that's what he's modeling after. So,
oh, Moran, this is so sweet. I really like, and I can see that pride and love coming out of you. It's beautiful. Now, in what ways will the contributions from Algoa Care's Golf Day benefit and assist Life Community Services?
Okay, so number one, it's going to help us. We got a good big garden project.
Okay.
So we're trying to teach the children to grow their own vegetables because nutrition is important.
That is brilliant. Well done.
So we, our we want a proper tunnel so we can get our seedlings, because if we're not on top of it, our seedlings just don't take properly and it start back just where we want. So now, if we've got this tunnel where we can grow our vegetables, that's going to make a massive difference.
Not only with nutrition, gives the kids something to do,
it
prepares them for the future, because we all should be growing fruits and vegetables, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, for us, what we do, we give the children a tire, we give them some compost that they make, and then they go home and we put a piece of fencing around, otherwise the pigs and the dogs and everybody, and then they grow their own.
Wow.
Their beetroot, their spinach, and they are so proud.
I love this. This is so great, honestly. How can you advise listeners on supporting Life Community Services through Algoa Cares Golf Day?
Well, number one, they can sign up and they can come play golf.
Absolutely. You're listening? Yeah, and?
And they can come and sponsor holes. They can come and they can, if they go on your website and they go and look on that ad, it tells you exactly what you can do. And there's so much that they can do to be part of this incredible day. We are so excited.
Algoafm.co.za. I'm just blown away by what you're doing, and I'm so happy that this money is coming your way. And just hearing what you're going to do with it, just the first thing, has really made me happy. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. I just think what you're doing is fantastic, and I'll be seeing you on the golf day. I'll be doing the prize giving, so
that'll be wonderful.
No, you must come say hello.
I will come and say hello for sure.
Thank you so very much for joining us today, Marina de Vries. I really, really appreciate your time, and good luck getting back to the car. Do you need a guide or?
No, I'm fine, Simon.
Absolute pleasure having you. Last words before you say goodbye.
I just want to thank you guys for what you've done, and for, because when we entered, we were so hoping and praying we're going to win this, and we did. And it is just, thank you so much. You're going to make a big impact and a big difference. And it's not just that, it's going to be ongoing.
Awesome.
So it's not just a once-off thing. It's something that's ongoing. And we would love for you to come out and come and see.
I would love to.
What
is that, an official invite?
That's an official invite.
I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you up on that.
Please do that.
Marina de Vries, thank you so very much. Have a lovely rest of the day, and bless you.
And thank you, and bless you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.